on the phone line this morning to take a look at these numbers and talk a little bit about what happened earlier this week with USDA figures and where we stand technically is Dan Zwicker. He's with Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, there was much talk and remains much talk about the USDA figures as they were released earlier in the week from the United States Department of Agriculture, changed things pretty dramatically by a couple hundred million bushels for the ending stocks for the corn. Technically, that may or may not have had an impact on what the charts look like. What can you tell me about the trade since then?
Well, it did pull the plug on the sideways to higher trend that we had going basically in the corn markets. The corn market had been, at least looking at the futures markets, we had been kind of working a sideways to higher trend since drawn off of that October crop report low that we had at 357.5 on East corn. And then we had a line connected with the early September low. And that trend line was holding, which was, in the 371, 372 area. And then when the crop report came out, that just basically we sliced through that trend line. So then these corn then basically went back down and made a new low for the year, punching underneath that August crop report. So now we're in a deeply oversold condition, and for the most part, we're just having kind of a technical bounce in here yesterday, and today we're kind of steady. There is maybe one thing on the chart that maybe gives us some optimism that we might have a little more recovery coming at us, is this type of action does look like we traced out a bullish divergence formation on a few of the technical indicators, which, if valid, would imply that we would maybe regain kind of what we lost there since the crop report. But we're going to have something fundamentally probably come along and kind of trigger that. And with USDA's larger production numbers, larger ending stocks levels, and the current demand situation, it just is going to be really hard, I think, to find something, at least in the short run. One thing that I do see maybe in the makings, the overall trend of the dollar is higher, and that looks currency trends. Once they develop, they stay in that trend pretty solidly, and we continue to hear talk about U.S. raising interest rates. It's not that they're going to raise them significantly. It's just that the other countries continue to want to devalue. The Eurozone's an absolute mess. So you're going to see more quantitative easing in the Eurozone and all around the world. So it's the devaluation of currencies outside of the United States that's going to keep the dollar strong. And then the expectations of higher interest rates will keep it maybe trending higher. So that's going to put downward pressure on U.S. commodities. Short term here, we do have a little bean activity. We do have some demand for beans going on. USDA announced a 300,000 ton sale to China. We're still behind last year's big pace. So that's kind of helping out the soybean market here a little bit here today. But again, when you look at USDA's production numbers and what they did to ending stocks levels, and then USDA hasn't officially put any 16-17 supply-demand tables on the table, but anybody looking ahead and adding those acres back into production that we lost to flooding and then multiplying those by trendline yields, the balance sheets are going to look awful ugly as we go down the road, and that's going to be, again, kind of offer resistance to this market, at least in the short run anyway, we're going to have something change around the world to bring excitement probably into the marketplace.
We have just a little bit of time left. Does it make very much difference? And while I'm here in Kansas City, I've been able to talk with farm broadcasters from all around the nation. There are most of us here. It's a fairly small, tight group, maybe about 145 to 160 of us. And then to some end-user groups as well. And as we've talked about on the air, more than not, farmers have been really tough holders of this crop. You oftentimes say that means the crop is in weak hands. When we have so many of them that have said, no, I'm not going to sell, will this make much of a difference, or are we just in weak hands waiting for a lower low and they just finally give up?
Well, that's probably more going to be likely the case, is when they give up or when their banker forces them to do that, when they have to go in and refinance for the coming year. Yes, I mean, there's no doubt about it. When you, I think, Decatur, the main processing area of the Corn Belt, I think, is bidding 25 cents over December corn futures. That is a very strong bid for this time of year. So that tells you that the big processing plants are having difficulty bringing in cash corn into the pipeline. Now, what that does is that, you know, if futures do start to rally, what you'll do is see that basis weaken. So, those are very attractive basis levels for pure hedgers. If you've had hedges in place and you've rode the market down, this is the time to convert that to a cash sale. But if you're not a hedger, you know, you really don't take advantage of it. And most farmers are flat price sellers, but they still have to, I think, probably take a look at those good, strong basis levels, especially farmers in our listening audience, which is primarily Eastern Corn Belt. Because I'm not too sure cash bids are going to get a whole lot better in the next 60 days. I mean, nobody knows what the future holds. I mean, we could get into a weather issue. I think the dollar is vulnerable to a break to the downside, which may stir up a short covering rally. But I think that would just be taken out of the basis. So, as long as it's in farmer hands, the old story goes, prices are not going to go up until it's out of farmers' hands into string hands. And basically the reason for that...
We'll have to get to the reason this afternoon. We're just out of time. Thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate it.
Very well. Talk to you this afternoon.
Yep, indeed. That's Dan Zwicker. He's here with us on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Todd Gleason, University of Illinois Extension, coming to you today from Kansas City, Missouri at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. Back later this afternoon at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock.